flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with...
What happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
Oh, boy! Week 15 in the NFL, Jones. And we're not going to be talking about the Patriots during this segment. So there was a lot going on. There was some actual activity across the league. Let's start with the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions.
It's a little shovel pass, and it's Shakir with the Buffalo touchdown.
I think this is going to be a throwing touchdown because it's a sneaky play action.
It is a touchdown pass.
Tony Romo was doing whippets, apparently, during the game. What's he doing? He's doing like...
One more time.
Is that Peter Griffin? I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing, but he's on the call for... the highly anticipated Bills-Lions game where the Bills were dominating.
I forgot how much I hate him and how terrible he is because the Patriots don't get their games anymore.
I like Romo. Seems like a good hang. You want like a couple brew dogs with Romo?
He might be a good
hang. He might have had a couple brew dogs right there.
He was rough yesterday.
But so the Bills jump out to a big lead on the Lions. Lions come back. Dan Campbell goes for an onside kick early in the fourth quarter. Not only do they not get it, the Bills return it, set themselves up for an easy score. Lions would score late. So 48-42 makes it sound a little bit closer than it really was. Bills, I would say, maybe not the most comfortable win, but the Bills were in control of this game.
No, I mean, so first of all, terrible decision by Dan Campbell to onside kick. Matt Collins returned it to the 5. We both like being aggressive. There are 12 minutes left. You're down 10.
Don't need to do that.
But no, this Bills win to me, the best thing you can say about Buffalo, beyond just their record, they beat the Chiefs and the Lions, I think, relatively comfortably. Like, both those games were very similar. They were up.
They got that dog in them.
10, 14 points. Yeah. Like, those were relatively easy wins.
And Josh Allen is going to be the MVP this year because he is the current favorite, and he has 2 games against his Patriots defense remaining.
Yeah.
And we'll get to Saquon's day a little bit later on.
Stats.
He wasn't great, but yeah, Josh Allen was awesome. Ran in a couple of scores, threw a couple of scores. Jared Goff in a losing effort. 5 touchdown passes.
And like almost 500 yards. Right?
And none to Sam Laporta. I was the bozo. I do a bozo parlay with the show, and I do one with my buddies from home. I was the lone bozo.
You do same pick? Always?
I normally do same pick. I had Sam Laporta in both, who had a monster game, no touchdown. The other 4 guys hit. I am legit the bozo, and I feel terrible.
We hit our first.
What a bozo.
Yeah,
that was me.
We hit our first 2 yesterday, and then it came down to 3 tight ends. You had Laporta.
Yeah.
Billy had Henry. I had McBride getting stuffed at the goal line.
All a mistake.
It went down south quickly, yeah.
Jones, what about the Jets and the Jaguars?
What happened?
Deep for Adams. He's got Devontae Adams. Adams is going to take it into the end zone for a Jets touchdown. And that deserves a wow.
Wow. This has got to be even worse for Jets fans. Aaron Rodgers looks good again. Devontae Adams had 9 catches for 198 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, they barely beat Mac Jones and the Jaguars 32-25, but a big game for the draft positioning as the Jets improve to 4-10 and the Jaguars fall to 3-11.
Yeah, classic Rodgers. He's giving you just a little bit late enough to ruin your draft positioning. Yeah, yep. And he's played well the last 2 weeks. Yeah. He played well against Miami. He played well yesterday. If I were the Jets, I still would want nothing to do with him, but maybe he's playing his way into a job there.
Big W, Jets now with the 8th pick in the draft. Oh, Patriots have number 3.
Mac, by the way, looked okay in stretches yesterday and then threw
a
brutal game-sealing pick to Sauce Gardner.
That's classic. Yeah. All right, what about the Miami Dolphins and the Houston Texans?
Hey, what happened?
3rd and 5, Tua going deep. Oh, it's picked off! Stingley got it! Another interception! He'll out of bounds!
Oh, Dolphins, maybe not frisky enough. Tua Tagovailoa throws 3 picks. He was terrible. They lose to the Texans in Houston 20-12. So Miami's chances of making the playoffs take a huge hit. They fall to 6-8. Texans improve to 9-5. But yeah, just a terrible game for Tua, and that might be the season for Miami.
Really a pretty ugly game for both teams. I've been a big proponent of the Texans. I wouldn't say they looked overly good either.
Nah, win's a win.
Miami's done, yeah.
Miami's probably cooked. What about the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Cleveland Browns?
What happened?
Line of scrimmage is now the 21. Spin it over to Worthy. Down the sideline. Cuts it inside for the touchdown.
So the Chiefs would win the game 21-7. Browns are now 3-11. Kansas City, a league best 13-1. However, Patrick Mahomes gets rolled up on, hurts the ankle, leaves the game, does not return. They have a quick turnaround on Saturday, and then they're back at it again on Christmas Day on Wednesday. I don't think Mahomes should play on Saturday. In fact, they have a game or 2-game lead on or 1-game lead on Buffalo.
Well, it's 2-2, but Buffalo has the head-to-head tiebreaker.
Yeah, all right, so 2. You definitely don't play him on Saturday.
No.
Maybe not even on Christmas, although the league and Netflix might have a meltdown if you don't.
I would imagine they have a say in that. It's a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, those aren't good.
I mean, look, quarterbacks are different, you know, than like a wide receiver having to cut and get open and things like this, although he's very mobile and moves a ton, as you know.
Remember he had like broke his kneecap and then like played, and then even in the Super Bowl, remember that one year he was like hobbling around?
Yeah, look, I give him credit for playing through a lot. I think he does, which was something we gave Brady a lot of credit for. I would imagine he doesn't play in this game. High ankle sprains are usually like a 3-week injury. If you're missing time, you're usually missing close to a month, so that's one to watch for sure.
Did you see there was a graphic of teams that have scored more than 30 points circling around?
Yeah. The Chiefs are like 1 of 5 that haven't.
It's like it's like all these crap teams, like the Pats, Jets, Giants. It's like Chiefs.
Yep.
I think they have a 30-point game, but they haven't gone north of 30 is, I believe, what it is. All right, what about the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Tennessee Titans?
Obviously go to the air on first down. Over the middle, and it's intercepted. Geno Stone on the run, looking for a block. Stone into the end zone. Bengal touchdown.
Bengals would beat a bad Titans team 37-27. Will Levis benched. I didn't mention that Jameis Winston also benched in the Browns game. So we had some bad quarterback play on Sunday. But the Bengals trying to stay in it. They now have the same record as the Dolphins at 6-8. Joe Burrow, 3 touchdown passes, including one to T. Higgins, who was in our Bozo parlay.
So I think they're still out, as we said. They're 6-8. Dolphins are 6-8. I think they're out, but they're at least an interesting
team
to watch. They are in the hunt.
In the hunt.
We didn't make a big deal about this late last week. T. Higgins switched agents to the same agent as Ja'Marr Chase. Does that mean he's staying in Cincy?
Hashtag cahoots.
Yeah,
no, I don't know what it means.
I don't think
they could franchise them.
They could. I don't think anybody's happy with how they're handing out contracts there. So
no, they're not.
That doesn't change much for me.
No, I would agree with that. What about Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos taking on the Indianapolis Colts?
Hey, what happened?
Nix on a 3rd and 6 going back towards the end zone.
Oh, It cuts off there. But Courtland Sutton with the touchdown. Oh. Bo Nix and the Broncos are 9-5. Yeah, looking like a playoff team, sir.
He was kind of Bo picks again yesterday, wasn't he?
He threw three picks, but he also threw three tugs.
True.
Three touchdown passes for Bo Nix, who is 9-5 as a starter.
Look, you can't make fun of that.
No, you can't.
Now we'll get to the other game coming up, but they're more securely in a playoff. They're not even the last team in anymore. The Bengals are chasing teams like the Chargers, yeah. Not them. So, no, they're in.
Colts fall to 6-8. So, Colts, Dolphins, Bengals all have the same record. Anthony Richardson threw a couple of interceptions. Taylor.
That was brutal.
Also was about to run in the end zone and did that. I got to drop the ball.
Multiple times yesterday. It happened in the Bengals game, too.
Why? Why do you not run it across
the
line?
The end zone.
There's been too many examples
of it.
You
want to go right as close as you can.
It's like so cool, I guess, to drop the ball.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball 1 yard in.
End zone edging is what that is. I think that's probably what that
is. That's allowed. What would your touchdown thing be? I think the best way to do it is probably run all the way in and then like huck it in the crowd.
Yeah.
Or like spike it. Dropping it right when you...
Are you allowed to drop kick it? I see players do it. Do they get flagged for that?
Maybe.
I like a drop kick.
You get fined for it.
Well, I think you have
I wouldn't
to pay,
do that then.
The league's so cheap.
Barry Sanders, hand the ball to the ref.
I think you have to pay for the ball if you chuck it in the stands.
No kidding.
I think you do.
Really? I'm not doing the Barry Sanders, by the way. Hell with that.
But I also feel
I'm not that classy.
To me, the risk reward, and I'm all about look good, play good.
Yeah.
And like I like a good touchdown celebration, but dropping the ball just across the line isn't even that cool.
No. It's
so like, how is that worth
so casual.
Maybe like not scoring
on the Patriots? Who would do that? Jalen Polk. He'd have to catch the ball.
He'd have to get close
to the end zone.
One of these receivers. Remember when Logan Ryan grabbed his junk and then he got fined for it?
Awesome. That was a great one.
He's the coolest guy in the world.
I thought you were going to talk about the Adonai Mitchell interception where they threw back across the formation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And who's the linebacker? Benito or something was like in the backfield.
He's like, here I am.
And just going the other way.
He's like, I got this.
What a mess.
All right, what about the Battle of Pennsylvania? Steelers and Eagles.
What happened?
Well, so much for the Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown issue.
Hurts firing one.
Who else but A.J. Brown? Philadelphia Eagles will get a 27-13 win over the Steelers. Philly 12-2. Pittsburgh 10-4.
Philly's won 10 straight.
Whew.
I mean, real.
Ever since Sirianni screamed at the fans,
shaved his head,
they haven't lost.
Screamed at the fans.
Yeah.
They don't lose.
Wow. Maybe Mayo should try that.
And
maybe Mayo should scream at the fans.
Or shave his head.
Both?
Both.
Why not
both?
Yeah,
I'd cover all your bases
by
Mayo
try
at this point. Yeah, yeah.
They could win out that way. All right, Tampa Bay Bucs and the L.A. Chargers.
What happened?
Mayfield, shot, end zone, heavens, it's a touchdown!
Baker Mayfield killing it, 4 touchdown passes. Mike Evans, 9 catches, 159 yards, and 2 scores. Bucs pull away in the second half, beat the Chargers 40-17. Both teams are 8-6.
I like the way they're playing. We bumped them up, I think, to just a bit outside
the tiers last week. We like the Bucs because they just had some injury issues, and now they're getting healthy again.
And you see, when you have a healthy Mike Evans you see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, he's sick. Baltimore Ravens and the New York Football Giants.
Second and 9, wide open is Hill. Hill at the 20, 10, he can walk it in. Touchdown, Baltimore!
Lamar Jackson threw 5 touchdowns in the Ravens' 35-14 win over the Giants, who are 2-12 and currently in line for the number 1 overall pick upcoming draft.
Even ahead of the Raiders. If the Raiders lose tonight, maybe that would swing it?
Yes.
If you had Derrick Henry in your fantasy playoffs, T's and P's. I think that was one you were calculating a lot of points, and despite all the offense,
all Lamar.
Didn't come through.
I do think Josh Allen's the MVP. Lamar Jackson will finish second.
Probably.
He had a monster game.
Barkley, as we said earlier, would have been my pick as of a week or two ago. I think he's out of it now.
Oh, I didn't even mention it in the Eagle game. That was the thing. He was not really a big part of that, like 60 yards rushing or whatever. More about Hurts.
He missed a stretch, too, where he was not looking healthy on the sideline.
Washington Commanders and the New Orleans Saints.
What happened?
Daniels fakes the handoff, throws to the end zone, touchdown, McLaurin with his second of the day.
Couple of touchdown passes from Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin. They had a 14-0 lead at the half, but then had to hold on to a 20-19 win over the Saints, who had a chance to either tie it or win the game in regulation. They went for 2, didn't get it.
Didn't work. I liked it.
Good. I mean, you're the Saints.
Good decision by Rizzi. What else are you doing?
I agree.
You're the interim coach.
Yep.
You're trying to keep your job. Sound familiar, Gerard Mayo?
Uh-huh.
So go for 2.
Big win, though, for Jaden Daniels. He was still the favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, but if he had a few more clunkers and if Bo Nix kept winning, maybe Nix could have closed. I feel like Daniels has kind of held him off, though, the last couple of weeks.
And they're 9-5 now, right?
Yes. Yeah. So they have the same record, but back-to-back wins because they were on a little bit of a skid there. Dallas Cowboys and Carolina Panthers.
Hey, what happened?
The Panthers weren't very frisky.
A couple big plays on third down on this drive. Third and four. Rush in zone. Lamb adjusts in a fitting way for this drive to end. A CeeDee Lamb touchdown.
That was a sick catch.
That was.
He's one of the best in the league, and the Cowboys would go on to a 30-14 win over the Panthers. Carolina's 3-11, Dallas 6-8.
Yeah, Carolina favored for the first time since late 2022. Bryce Young looked like Bryce Young of old.
Yeah, that wasn't great. Lastly, Sunday Night Football, you had the Packers and the Seahawks.
What happened?
Love putting it up top, back of the end zone. Oh, did Dobbs catch that? What a catch, Romeo Dobbs! Touchdown, Green Bay! What a catch!
Did anything hit out of bounds? Clean catch. What touches the elbow? There you go.
Yeah. What a play.
Brilliant. That is brilliant.
That was a sick catch by Romeo Dobbs.
Speaking of whippets, Tirico's been on something the last couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, he's high on life, I think.
Extra coffee or
guy
something.
Tirico's
been
guy loves the game.
Bouncing off the walls lately.
Seahawks fall to 8-6. Packers get to 10-4. And a reminder, it's the double Monday night game.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight to close out week 15, Bears, Vikings, and then the move over plans. I got to watch Falcons, Raiders.
Nice.
Holy smokes.
Terp is up 8. He has Caleb Williams going against Justin Jefferson.
I don't think it's safe. I don't think that's safe.
I don't think it's great.
You don't think Jefferson can get points more than Caleb Williams?
He definitely could.
Yeah.
Williams kind of lit the Vikings up last time they played.
Although we did have that caller that says he likes Williams more than May.
We did. That's true. That was Terp. Meanwhile, the Patriots have canceled their team meeting today. We heard Hunter Henry was driving.
Take all the days you need, guys.
Was he driving to the facility or away from the facility?
Maybe away.
I don't know. They canceled it. They were originally expected to speak with players via a video conference call at some point today, the media, that is.
Man.
Patriots players will not have a team meeting, per an announcement from the media relations staff, so that availability will no longer be occurring. What's going on in Foxborough? We'll get into it. Plus, I know Jacoby Brissett, you haven't heard from him in a while, but he still has lots of criticism for the team and his situation. We'll get to that with an update on the lack of meetings today from the Patriots. What's it all mean next?
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
You know what I told the guys in there? Kind of the same thing I'm telling you. It's like we all got to take accountability, and what does that look like? Accountability is not really, you know, the my bad. Or the accountability isn't coming in saying things like, you know, oh, if we would have just did X, Y, and Z. Like we've been talking about that all year. Accountability is going out and correcting it, and that's about action. It's not about just sitting here saying, you know, that's my fault. You have enough of those, and that's what you have out there on the field today.
That was Jerod Mayo at the beginning of his press conference yesterday. We got to take accountability. Accountability, yeah. Accountability. Don't just talk about it,
We got to keep our composure!
And then, not even 5 minutes later, he's going,
You said it.
I did it. Throwing Alex Van Pelt under the bus. It's unbelievable.
Like, yeah, but also very believable because we've been following it all season long, and it's actually the most consistent thing about Mayo.
He says something, and it's like he completely forgot he even said it because he's contradicting himself minutes later. He has to walk it back and correct it the next day, which he did multiple times this morning with the entire press and then today on WEEI with Greg Hill. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. Go back and listen to the full interview. It's on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. But you're right, Keith. It shouldn't be shocking. It's the only consistent thing that happens.
How do you think it comes to be? Because I don't think it's this. I don't think Mayo says, like, walking off like, oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. I think it's somebody, maybe it's Stacey James, somebody that works for the Patriots, like a PR type person, is like, hey, Gerard. And he's like, well, I thought that went well.
I thought I nailed it.
It did. You did. You nailed it. Couple quick points. One, don't know if you realize this. You fired the offensive coordinator under the bus. He's like, I did?
Huh.
You did. You might want to walk that back. I can't imagine that he's going to love it and everything else going forward. Just like, that was really good, but you did call the entire team soft.
One gripe. You did really, really well there. Yeah. I mean, you didn't curse.
Do you think he goes like...
No slurs. You know, great job.
Yeah, compliment sandwich. You didn't pass out. Yeah. Like, you didn't crash into the front row. That's good.
All right, that's smart.
You did kind of say you were going to take accountability and then immediately didn't.
Yeah. But good job not cursing.
You look great.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
All right.
And then now we need to adjust it. That's how I envision it.
Compliment sandwich.
So he does like the meeting with Robert and Jonathan after all these games, and they ask him all these questions. But he also must have to do a meeting with somebody else. That's just like, here's what I would work on for next time, Gerard. And obviously he hasn't done that because all season long we've been dealing with this.
Okay, so this has been going on in the last 15 or 20 minutes or so. We talked about it going to break. The Patriots have canceled meetings today with the players.
Yeah, and apparently after a... That's after a loss, it's very rare.
So let me read you some of the beat writers. Mark Daniels, Patriots players are scheduled to speak to the media later today. That's been canceled because they no longer have a team meeting. I read you the PR comment earlier, but this is from Patriots Media Relations. Players will not have a team meeting today. Therefore, we won't be scheduling any video conferences this afternoon. Mark Daniels says this isn't typical and usually happens after a victory Monday.
Yeah, there was no victory yesterday.
It's strange to see players given a day off, not just after a loss, but also considering the bye week wasn't too long ago.
It was last week.
It was last week.
It was the most recent week.
Andy Hart on Twitter moments ago, worked for the organization for a long time, knows the ins and outs, plugged in. Certainly weird the Patriots canceled meetings today after an ugly loss coming out of a bye. Wonder what's going on behind the scenes.
Same.
Especially after the Kraft's extended TV time and lip read ad comments yesterday. did I say that wrong? And lip read comments, not ad.
Well, like the Kraft's being...
Feels like anything could be on the table. So hang on. Alex Van Pelt could get fired. They hate the play calling. Robert and Jonathan hate the play calling. Mayo hates the play calling. Van Pelt could get fired. That's something that's on the table.
Yeah.
We know that Mayo has a debriefing meeting with the Crafts every Monday, right?
Yes. He told us that.
I mean, is he getting fired?
I don't think so today, but it's hard to disagree with Hart saying anything's on the table. Like, would I be shocked? Yeah, you know what? I take it back. I would be shocked.
Okay.
If he gets fired in season, I would be shocked.
So what's most likely?
Shocking.
They could reward the players for a great performance yesterday. I don't think it's that, but they were out west.
Unlikely.
And they're notoriously soft here.
Yeah.
If they're firing someone, you think it's Van Pelt?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah. Just because the Kraft image is hard to ignore or downplay. Like, that is taking notes, and both Robert and Jonathan be like, the offensive play calling is terrible. How do you even follow that up? Because now you're going to have to see that guy, and he's going to hear that that's what happened.
Well,
and they're like, we just meant on that one play. No, they don't mean on that one play.
It's out there what they think. It's the offensive play calling, said Robert Kraft.
Because there's a big difference between
Jonathan Kraft, the play calling is terrible.
The play calling is terrible. There's a huge difference from I didn't like that
play.
Call.
Yeah.
Because nobody loves every play call, unless, you know, it's Ben Johnson, I guess, just, you know, the wizard.
Hunter Henry likes them all.
Hunter Henry likes Alex Van Pelt, but Hunter Henry also had to play for Matt Patricia and Bill O'Brien.
Good point.
So he's probably like, yeah, this is great in comparison, although it's not. I mean, they are right at the bottom of the league in scoring.
It's a worse offense. It's a better play caller and a better quarterback, and it's a worse offense
who
than it was
calls
under Patricia.
Points per game, it's like...
he's not here.
Wait, what was that?
Who even calls plays
great question.
If he isn't here?
Bob. Ben McAdoo?
Could be Ben McAdoo.
Probably.
That's not what I was going to say. Good one. Who's the quarterback's coach?
T.C. McCartney.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say, but that's McAdoo's a better one.
Let Gerard Mayo do it. If he's like, you said it, not me. Go ahead, you do it then.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do it there, Gerard?
You do it.
Look, they're canceling, I think, for a reason. They were scheduled meetings today. So it's not just, well, the players are tired coming back from the West Coast. You already knew that.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Henry was in his car. I wonder, honestly, we didn't know this information at the time when we were talking to
him.
Was
he driving to the facility or leaving the facility?
Maybe he found out there was no meeting, so he turned around and left.
My guess now, in retrospect, is leaving the facility.
Okay, that's
my
guess. Gonzo about it coming up.
So what's going on?
He'll be all.
Why do you send the players home and cancel meetings? Oh, he'll tell us.
Gonzo will tell us everything.
But play that out. Why do you send players home and cancel meetings? Why do you do that unless, hey, let's get people out of here because we don't want a bunch of news leaking
out? I think it's also pretty significant, too, because if you're going to move on from Alex Van Pelt, is he going to be doing a meeting for, you know, recapping last game and getting you ready for next week's game if he's not even going to be here?
Right.
I think that's definitely on the table.
Interesting.
Which I would say is a mistake. It hasn't happened yet. I'm just saying, I think it's a mistake to do that move.
Firing Van Pelt in season, I think, is a mistake. If you do it in the offseason, fine, whatever. But yeah, doing it right now, I'm with you, I think is a mistake.
And it also endorses Gerard Mayo and his behavior and like what he was saying post game, like putting it on Van Pelt. Then you're also being like, yeah, it is. It's all his fault, not Mayo's fault. Who's the head coach and can say, hey, QB, sneak it?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we'll follow this. I'm sure Gonzo will give us a lot of answers when we talk to him coming up here on a Patriots Monday.
We do have
Monday.
A 10-pack of questions for him that are pretty good.
No, we do.
Yeah.
We'll go man to man to man.
That's right.
Three men, 10 questions with Christian Gonzalez. And we'll make sure to ask, were they at the facility? Are they on their way home from the facility? We'll make sure to get those questions asked. I'm not sure we're getting any answers out of Gonzo. No. Plus, all your Patriots Monday thoughts. It was ugly yesterday. What's Gerard Mayo's job security? All that on the way.